Samuel 13:1 is a pretty strange example of corruption in the NIV. The King James Bible reads, Saul reigned 1 year, and when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, Saul chose him 3,000 men of Israel, and on and on. So it talks about the fact that he reigned a year, and then when he had reigned 2 years, he did this, that, and the other. Listen to what the NIV says. Saul was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned over Israel 42 years. That's dramatically different. Instead of saying Saul reigned 1 year, and when he had reigned two, he did thus and so, it just changes it to the fact that he was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned over Israel 42 years. Those two statements are completely different from one another. But what's interesting is that in the NIV, the number 30 is in brackets, and the number 40 is in brackets. And it says down at the bottom of the page in the footnote that the original Hebrew does not have the word 30 here. And the original Hebrew does not have the word 40 here. So why did the NIV just add these two numbers to the verse that actually contradict what the Bible teaches elsewhere? Because the Bible tells us in the book of Acts that Saul reigned for 40 years. Here they just insert this made-up number in brackets saying he reigned 42 years. It's not in the original. It's been added by the NIV. They've added the number 30. We don't know that Saul was 30 years old when he began to reign. That's something that the NIV has fabricated. And we also know that he did not reign for 42 years. That's fabricated by the NIV. He reigned for 40 years according to what the Bible teaches. So this is just another example of error in the NIV. Just adding numbers in, just made up numbers that completely change the meaning of the verse.